12 days leading up to graduation. Most of us have never felt so much pressure in our entire high school career than in this exact moment. The days seem to be clicking by like the dreaded seconds of an obnoxiously loud analog clock in an uncomfortable receptionist's office. The drumming of pencils on desks as people sit staring at their fictional great wall of writer's block while their minds wander off thinking about other things. 11 days until graduation. Seniors are planning out their senior skip days and procrastinating their schoolwork even further. Most of us have a huge stack of work next to our bedside with big red due dates looming nearer and nearer. The weather's getting nice. 10 days until graduation. Today is senior skip day. Everyone will be at the beach relaxing and celebrating, having made it through their final year of high school. The homework is still by their beds gathering dust. Those ominous due dates are creeping closer and closer. 9 days until graduation. Recovery sets in. The dates loom nearer and nearer. Grandma says she's so proud of us. While those dates creep up in our minds, the guilt consumes our thoughts. 8 days until graduation. Our distant family and friends have all voiced their congratulations for our achievement that no one knows we are so far from achieving. The dates are passed. We're begging the teachers to give us an extension while we secretly toil away at the homework. 7 days until graduation. Senior awards were today. Best in class, perfect attendance, straight A's. Your name was not called, though. Your projects are nearly done. You toil away from dusk till dawn, working on nothing besides schoolwork. 6 days until graduation. Dad flew out to watch you walk across the stage and get your diploma, yet he looks as though you already have it. You receive your deficiency slip instead of your tickets for your family to watch you walk, your fear of disappointing everyone. You finally turn in your work, though. 5 days until graduation. You picked up your cap and gown, but still haven't confirmed that your deficiencies have been removed. You feel the pressure of the event looming on the horizon, but you're still not sure you'll even be a part of it. 4 days until graduation. This all feels like a dream. The constant ticking of the old analog clock in the back of your mind. It seems like every time you close your eyes, you're a day closer to graduation, and yet another mile away. 3 days until graduation. You have dreams about walking down the stage with so many of your other fellow classmates, but when it's your turn to get your diploma handed to you, they hand you a blank sheet of paper. You wake up in a panic to your alarm clock. It's a beautiful sunny morning here in Vancouver, Washington. A great day to go to the beach, or... You slam down the off button. 2 days until graduation. The ticking of the days has slowed nearly to a halt. You feel as though everything you do in these moments will define who you are for the rest of your life. The day before graduation, all of the lonely nights up with nothing besides your pen and paper to keep you company while whittling away at your homework has paid off. You're passing all of your classes. The final tick on the clock has passed, nearly grinding to a halt as it does. The day is here. Your heart is pounding so loudly it seems as though you could drown out any sound in the crowd of anxious seniors all looking for their seats before the ceremony begins. You watch with angst as your fellow classmates get called down one by one, remembering your dream. Time seems to slow as the announcer lets your name roll off his tongue for the entire stadium to hear. You can feel the eyes of everyone around you boring into you. As you walk up to receive your diploma, you can feel the sweat on your brow growing. Reaching to shake the principal's hand and grab your diploma, you feel a sudden sense of relief. The clock is ticking again, but at its normal pace. You take your seat amongst your fellow graduates.